Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you here at the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 for Sunbury Motors Kia and Hummel's Wharf. We can't thank them enough. They're the ones that jumped in right away on this show. They are gold to us. They jumped in right away, sponsored the studio. Faithful, great people. Can't say enough great things about them. And we'll be introducing tomorrow a new day sponsor. 2 out of 5 days will now be sponsored, and we'll be introducing another day sponsor tomorrow that we are excited to talk about and get to. It means if Kevin can do his job right, we'll get the other 3 days sold.
Well, the first hour was not stellar for me, so, you know. Hey, there's always room
for improvement. It wasn't anything I did, all right?
Yeah,
I did
true.
Everything I could.
You did.
To convince the other 3 days that, boom, take them. I'd take this show.
I would hope. But did you see any of the photos from Augusta after the last couple of days and all the wind damage?
I have not.
It is going to take some work. I mean, there's tree limbs and debris, and they had 40-mile-an-hour winds early today with debris covered all over the course. And, of course, you know, play pretty much gets started tomorrow, and they have to clear everything out, and that's going to take a lot of work. I guess they were supposed to open everything up around 8:30 this morning, and the storms that blew through Tuesday night and Wednesday morning caused things to be delayed. A bathroom near the 16th green completely flattened by limbs that dropped during those 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Right. Well, they have a huge crew down there that works. And as I pointed out earlier in the week, what they do is the superintendent down there is a Penn State graduate at Augusta National. And you know what? And this is a hindsight thing, and I apologize, it's hindsight. But this is somebody that about a month out next year, Kevin, we need to get on the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right? A month out, we need to get him on the show. Because obviously, the closer it gets, you know, they're too busy.
Now would be a bad time.
Yeah. Let's get him on the show now. Hey, a sport, how are you? Hey, how's how things? Having a little trouble. Meanwhile, chainsaws in the background.
That's what I was gonna say. All you hear is the sound of a dustbuster on the green. Hang on, I got to clean the green.
Hold on. And, but about a month out, 6 weeks out, we ought to get him on. And it would be great to have him because I think people would love to hear from him. And what he does is they bring in other people to work two holes each. And one of them is a Penn State guy who works here at Penn State. Goes down all the time. And he went down over the weekend. They got two holes to manage. And I think he's managing 7 and 8. And they got two holes to manage. So, in other words, they have a crew and they have he's got two holes to manage. That means that nine guys are managing two holes each. And they have crews, and that's how they'll clean it up so quickly. Now, the bunkers took a real beating at Augusta. Things that you learn on this show.
Well, did you hear what Tiger said? He said, we've had some pretty good rains. He played 9 holes with Freddie Couples and 7 drives, had 7 mud balls.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, you talk about plugged.
Yeah, they're plugged, all right. Of course, when they're falling from the height they're falling from with him. They're falling from a distance.
Can you imagine what, with the greens as soft as they are, and I'm just assuming, because of all the rain, what kind of ball marks they're going to have to repair by the end of this tournament?
But the ability to fly the ball at the hole for shorter putts, birdies will be in abundance.
You would think.
Under those conditions. Because when Augusta greens are firm, and you know they're running on the stent meter up around in the 12 to 14 range. I mean, on the stent meter, it might be 13 or 14. I know for the Big Ten Women's Regional Championship here, they're going to run the stent meter here at 11. Well, Augusta, you know, they're going to be a little bit quicker than that. Kevin likes the stent meter at 4. So you look at this, and the greens, firm, fast, and the ability to hold a shot on the green, tough until you get conditions such as these, where you can now fly at the hole. And with the skill that these guys have, whew, birdies could be in abundance. I've always felt that Augusta National was the fairest test of golf. You are penalized for bad shots. You have the ability to get out of trouble. If you putt well, you can win. You watch the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And the course is set up for failure. They're trying, even par is supposed to be a winning score. Is that fun to watch?
You need to have some sort of happy medium. I mean, like 30 under par is a little ridiculous.
And I've covered the U.S. Open. I mean, I have covered the U.S. Open. I've been there. I mean, I don't mind a winning score of 5 or 6 under par. I don't. I mean, when they play, for example, at Carnoustie, British Open, 7 over par, they're carrying you off the course with the jug.
You know, I actually kind of like that because it makes me feel good.
Oh, boy.
Well, listen, have you ever played Augusta?
Of course not.
Well, I didn't know if you might have known someone.
No, I don't know.
I don't assume.
The trip on Friday was supposed to be my first ever trip there.
Well, I didn't want
to
assume.
The trip on Friday was supposed to be my first ever trip there. We've delayed it 1 year because the plane that we were going down on, Jack, myself, Ron Moeller.
By the way, never say going down on a plane. That's not, you never say that.
No, I've flown more than you have. I've flown more than you have. All right. Happens. If it happens, you get to host the show alone. All right. And we'll change the name.
I'm not even going to comment. That's a no-win comment right there.
I understand it. But we were supposed to fly down there on Friday. It was supposed to be we're going to delay it for a year. But that would have been my first time there.
Well, the reason I ask is, and I know you're going to laugh hysterically at this, but there is the Tiger Woods EA Sports video game for the Masters, and I've read several reviews about it from golfers, said it's the closest thing to literally playing Augusta National when you actually get a chance to play that course on the game. It's very realistic in the way the pin placements are, in the way the greens are tiered, the way the ball moves, the way the second shots, the way the fairway shots are and your approach shots. It's very much realistic, even though it's a video game. That was, and listen, I played it and struggled. So I can only imagine with the way I play golf, how it would be if I was actually on the course.
Yeah, you know what's really, I've had friends that have played Augusta National. And you know what hole scares them the most? And they gave the same answer every time.
I don't know. A lot of them. I could think about 5 that would scare me on that course.
Golden Bell, 12, the par 3.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Isn't that the 3?
Yep, par 3. Race Creek's in front of it, bunker in front of it.
Yeah.
Very thin green in terms of width. Azaleas, dogwoods in the back of it. They say it's 100. They say it's the most intimidating. The friends I've had that have had the privilege of playing there have all told me that's the most intimidating hole of the course. And it's the shortest.
That's also a small green, isn't it?
That's what I mean. It's a very thin ribbon green. There's not a lot of landing area.
If you come up short, you're in the water. Yeah, I remember exactly playing that one on the video game because I came up short many times.
Yeah, you go into Race Creek.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had a snowman on that hole in the video version.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it's 150 yards, and even if you hit the green, you may roll off it. It's just a ribbon of a green. And the guys I know that have played it have all told me the same thing. They think it's the toughest hole in the course, and it's the shortest. And they have so many great holes on that course. I mean, great holes on that. It's 17. The one where Eisenhower said, hey, why don't you take the tree down? They went, I don't think so. The Eisenhower tree. But 17 is hard. 17, you par 17 as a professional, you've done great. 18. Right? 16 over the water with that green. Pin placement on Sunday at the lowest level of the green over the water. 15, par 5 for the pros, usually birdieable, but you can reach 15 and 2. There's a big lake in front of it, and oftentimes you hit it and you roll off the back, and now you're trying to play back.
Well, and here's the other thing. On 15, you have to be careful you're not playing it too far left, because if you play it too far left, it's almost impossible, even in two shots, to hit it, even if you're a pro.
Right, no question, because they have stands over there in the Saracen Green. Okay? Then... What, 11 is extremely hard. 10 and 11 are really hard. 7's very difficult. I mean, the whole course is, but everyone tells me that has played it, the 12, they said, that doggone little hole you sit there and go, I don't know about this. Because there's no target. The target is so small, it's an issue. It's a great, I mean, look, and I think for fans, I think they probably enjoy the Masters more than any other tournament. It's the time of the year where you're anxious to play golf. It's like opening night of baseball's tonight. People are anxious for baseball season. It's another sign of spring. For golfers, the Masters signals, hey, look, we're in spring. It's in full gear, the whole deal. The U.S. Open's a great tournament. I've covered the U.S. Open. I think it's great. But at the same time, in the Masters, there are some birdies out there. There is some scoring out there. There's some risks that you can take. I mean, Bobby Jones and Alistair McKenzie set up a beautiful course. That's why I cringe every time I do a Michigan game at Michigan, because they park cars on the golf course. And Alistair McKenzie, who designed Augusta National, designed that golf course. So what are you doing parking cars on a golf course?
They don't want to mow the rough. It'll just pat it all down. You'll be fine.
Brutal.
The other thing about Augusta National is there always seems to be, every hole seems to have a sand trap right about where you would drop your drive.
Of course.
I've never seen a course that has more sand in the fairway.
Mm-hmm. Now, there'd be, obviously, you know, not completely the original Bobby Jones design and Alistair McKenzie. But, you know, because it's been lengthened and things have been added along the way. But the fundamentals of it are still the same.
Well, the other thing you talk about with Golden Bell is the fact that there would be a little bit of a drop area in front of the green before the creek, but they put a sand trap there just to mess you up. So it's you either hit the green and you're on the green, or you're short in the bunker water, or if you're long, you're in the bunker because the way the sand's designed around the hole.
And you sat there on a video game and you played this.
I did. And I was in the sand once. I was in the water once.
Who's watching your kid?
What are you talking about? He was playing alongside. No, I'm
really?
Sorry. He was laughing alongside. My mistake. Come over to the house. That? We'll get out the Xbox. We'll play. We'll play.
How many shots did he beat you by?
That time he didn't. That time he didn't.
Do you feel like you ruined his confidence?
Oh, no. I ruined that years ago.
Back with more on WKOK after this. Yes, there are moments where you watch Rory McIlroy pump his fist after a big birdie. Tiger Woods wearing the red shirt on Sunday, pumping his fist after a big shot. Phil Mickelson with that left hand, yes, sir, right? And then you go to her household.
And
the video game, watching Kevin do a cartwheel over a bogey on 8.
No. I always play Tiger Woods so I can pump my fist like Tiger. That's why. You just couldn't help yourself, could you? You held it as long as you could.
Well, I thought, actually, you know, I always wondered for a while if you were kind of living your life through Daniel, your son.
Yes.
And now I hear this.
And through video games.
Video games. And you're good. And believe me, when I show up on May 9th, that young man and I are going to have a little talk.
He'll be conveniently in school. Sorry.
No, I don't think so. Shows 3 to 5 school. And believe me, I know that kid's study habits. He is not hanging past 3:30. We'll talk.
You're doing that show with that guy we met at the football game, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
That's the same guy. Yeah, same guy. Yeah. Not the one with the beard, right? No. The other guy. Yeah, the other guy. Yes, indeed.
That's what he said the one day. You're doing it with the guy we met at the football game, right? Yes. What was his name again? It's only in the show. Don't worry about it, kid.
Oh, boy. It really is a chip off the old block, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So what do you like about this video game?
What? Because it's the only way I'm ever going to play that course. It's the only way I'm ever going to play any of the PGA courses on there.
How does it work?
Well, it's a little bit different than Pong, okay? There's a controller, all right? You have to create the swing. You have to make sure you keep your swing stable. You keep your feet stable so that you don't slice, hook, or, you know, in my case, everything else. And pick the right club, right distance. Keep the wind in mind. Fairway. Sometimes you get into a fairway divot, so you have to compensate for that with the type of swing you have. It's about as realistic as you possibly can get without.
Did
being
you
on the
birdie
course.
Any holes?
Yes, I was actually 4 under par.
4 under par.
I was 4 under par.
What holes did you birdie? I'm going to guess 13, 15, 8, and
I didn't take notice of the holes I birdied. I was just happy I did.
Those are all the par 5.
It was the ones that I double bogeyed in the problem.
Okay. I'll bet you birdied 2. 2's the easiest hole in the course.
Let's see. Did I birdie 2?
It's a par 5.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think if I birdied 2. I think I birdied 16.
All right.
I remember that one. I took a snowman on the par 3.
You wonder why I can't wait for Bartlett to be on the show.
You know what a snowman is, right?
Yeah, that's an 8.
I didn't know if you've ever had one. That's why I wanted to make sure you know.
I've seen other people get there.
No, it is, all kidding aside, very realistic to the way the greens are. And that's the toughest thing, was the putting. I don't think I two-putted more than 5 greens the entire time.
Excuse me. Very realistic?
Very realistic.
Okay. You shot a 4 under par at Augusta National. You're telling everybody that's very realistic?
All right.
I mean, come on, man.
All right. The green was realistic. I didn't say the player was realistic.
Okay.
So the course is realistic. I even have Jim Nantz going, that's a beautiful shot.
I wonder what he got paid to do that.
And of course, the whole time, all you hear is, yes.
They play this in the background?
Uh-huh. Not through the whole game, but when you open things up, yeah.
Oh, I would hope so. It's the theme. It's sponsored.
Welcome to the Masters.
Brought to you by Travelers. And by Cadillac. Remember the one year they had the big protest? And the Masters guys looked at him and said, so, okay, we'll just do it without sponsors. You're like, who does that? Nobody does that. We're going to do this without sponsors. It's all right. I mean, you know what the mandate is on television?
The mandate for?
Commercials.
Oh, okay, no.
4 minutes total per hour. 56 minutes of golf.
4 minutes?
And they have total control.
Wow.
You want to know why? Every contract with CBS is a 1-year contract.
That CBS, I didn't know. They've CBS, had it that long.
Yes. Wow. CBS, what is it? How many? 51 years, whatever? Something they've had, like that. They've had 51 one-year contracts.
Wow. All right, next hour, next half hour, we got to talk baseball. Otherwise, you'll just want to sit there.
Why did you excel in the video game we should know about?
I knew that was coming.
Did you get 3 hits in a game?
Or you want to talk about video games the rest of the night?
Were you Joey Votto? Where suddenly Kevin wants a 10-year, $225 million video contract.
Ooh, there's an idea.
Sarah Bartlett, who deserves that kind of contract, is next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr, Steve Jones, joining us in moments from the Sunbury Motors Studio, getting ready to talk about some of the Major League Baseball picks that he has. We'll get his predictions for all the way through the East, in the AL, Central, West, and of course all 3 of the National League divisions as well. Don't forget the new wild card starts this time around, so we'll have more wild card teams and a one and done scenario. So he'll have his picks for the best teams in those divisions coming up in just a few minutes. If you want to join us on the web, you can do that at stevejonesshow.com. That's an opportunity for you to go answer our poll question. Of course, listen to podcasts of the program as well. And if you do end up listening to a podcast and you have a question along the way, it's an easy way to ask your question. Just email stevejones@wkok.com. We're also on Facebook, too. Steve Jones Show is what you want to type in the search bar to find us on Facebook. And the Twitter feed is going crazy the last couple of days with additional followers, at Steve Jones PSU. Again, the Twitter feed available at Steve Jones PSU. Just a couple of ways that you can join us, as well as on the radio and on the line as well. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Talked a lot about the NFL. We've talked about some of the better quarterbacks and the ones who think they're the best quarterbacks. And we're going to talk a little Major League Baseball as it gets cranked up this evening. That's coming up here on the Steve Jones Show. Masters, as we talked about, on the way tomorrow. Masters will get underway, maybe. Weather's been rather questionable for the golf tournament this weekend. We talked about some of the debris that is on the course as we speak and the fact that a lot of the debris is yet to be cleaned up before the start officially happens tomorrow. And then a lot more rain is on the way, too. So it'll be interesting to see if they can even get all of Friday's in with all the rain coming up. That's all headed your way here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com and thestevejonesshow.com. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
You need a vacation.
You're not kidding.
I mean, after a few months of doing this, you're exhausted.
I'm burned.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what you forgot to do.
Well, I couldn't figure out where Steve was. So I didn't have him potted up to where you could hear him. But anyway.
Yes.
Let's move right along.
Sitting here going, yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. I'm thinking, why isn't he responding to me? All right, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Do you yourself live through video games? Give us a call now. Consider this the WKOK helpline, 1-800-795-9565. Love to, I don't care if it's the Masters, the Phillies, or whether you think video games are the best way to live.
I'm never discussing this with you again.
You don't have to. It's already an open door. It's already an open door. Door's wide open. Barn door's been kicked open. All the horses have left. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Bob in Lewisburg. Hi, Bob. Great to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. I'm one of Kevin's colleagues on the cable TV side.
I'm sorry, Bob. Well, welcome to this show.
Hey, I just want to say that I love the show. I've been listening to it for a couple of weeks now, and I listen to it online. I listen to it in the car, just like two guys just talking about sports, just what I like, all over the place.
Well, we're having a great time. I can tell you that I have, in terms of outside of games, and everybody knows how much I love games, outside of games, the Penn State football and basketball games I do, I've never had more fun in broadcasting than I've had in the last few months here. Great audience, great topics. I'm having a blast.
Hey, it sounds like it, and I enjoy listening to you because I'm sitting in there in a car driving, laughing like I'm some kind of goof.
I can feel the a bond here that we have, Bob.
Hey, I want to know. You know, you were talking about football players and toughness and everything. Mm-hmm. How come guys like Peyton Manning can play with a broken jaw and Roethlisberger plays with a bum ankle and all this stuff going on, but a baseball guy steps out of the shower and he gets hurt and he's on the DL? What's up with that?
Well, you know what's interesting, Bob, is that everybody is different. That's one thing. When you're around sports like I am all the time and I have access to training rooms, you'd be amazed that some guys have the personality that no matter what, they think there's a big difference between hurt and being injured. Okay? And there is a difference between being hurt and being injured, especially at the end of a season. Almost everybody's banged up. But there are also some people, Bob, that no matter what, need to be perfect before they go back out there. And it's all in who it is, the nature of it, personality, tolerance. Some people have the ability, and I see it all the time, to fight through whatever injury it is because they are determined to be out there. And there are times where the trainer has to pull in the reins. We had Jonathan Salazar, the Penn State basketball trainer, on a month ago, and I asked him that question. Are there some guys you have to pull back and tell them, no, you can't go out there because they insist on being there? And he says, yes, that's one of the toughest calls. And then there are other people where no matter what, they must be perfect. And if they feel a twinge, they don't go. And those guys drive you up the wall.
Well, I mean, it's just that, you know, you don't see on the internet crazy things that happen to football players. But you hear all these crazy things. You read all these crazy things about baseball players and how they got hurt. And what happened? And you just scratch your head saying, you got to kid me.
There was a pitcher one time for the Dodgers who missed a turn because the air conditioning in the room gave him a stiff neck. I sat there and went, you have to be kidding me. The air conditioning in the room?
Yeah, I guess you know you don't have control over that air conditioning. You can't turn it off, huh?
See, that's my concern about working with Kevin. I'm worried that he has to be perfect to be out there, and that's why we have to regulate the temperature in the studio to just the right mark every time.
Well, Kevin is a little delicate.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Bob, he's developed a thick skin on this show.
Didn't have a choice.
And, you know, Kevin, I'm with you with this uniform thing. I like looking at uniforms, too.
I found it interesting. They changed the uniforms, but they didn't change the uniforms.
Well, I guess it's the old school guys, you know, the Colts and the Bears and the Browns. Some of those teams they really didn't do much with, but some of the newer teams like the Jags and the Seahawks, they did all, they monkeyed with them things in a big way.
You know what? If I were the Browns, I'd at least have brown helmets.
I never got that.
Yeah, right?
I never got that.
Did you see Louisville play basketball the other day? They're the Cardinals. They're wearing orange. Right. You're like, what is going on here? Who comes up with this stuff?
Penn State's not going to do anything, are they? They're going to stick with the plain vanilla?
Yeah, they're going to stick with plain vanilla. Let's say you turn on the TV right away, go, there they are. There they are. Certain schools right away you notice. At Ohio State, you notice right away. Michigan, you notice right away. USC, Penn State, you notice right away. Meanwhile, there are other schools where they, you know, they change every other. I mean, what Pitt's on its 18th helmet? What?
That's right. Like Oregon. How many times do they have the ugliest uniforms ever?
Hey, 13 games, literally. I'm not kidding you, Bob. 13 games, they have 13 different uniforms.
I don't get it.
Literally.
Well,
Phil Knight at Nike, and he's a graduate of Oregon. So, in other words, they are Nike experimental.
Best part is you never have to wash the uniform because you won't need it again.
Yes. That's right. Hey, well, it was great talking to you guys, and I'll call back because I love listening to y'all.
Bob, appreciate the call anytime, my friend. All right, let's go from Bob in Lewisburg to Dick in Milton. Dick, thanks a lot for your patience. We appreciate it. Welcome to WKOK.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I wanted to tell you, I was listening yesterday, and there's some people know who this is if they hear this story again, but I know you've never heard this. You were talking about playing golf yesterday and hitting the ball over the swimming pool and so on and so forth. And I wanted to tell you a little story about 25 years ago why I quit playing golf. I was playing par 3, or the regulation course at White Deer, when they only had a 9-hole or 18 holes. They didn't have 36.
Right.
And they have a par 3 at number 7, and I was playing by myself on a Monday morning, and it was kind of drizzly, and I putted, and all of a sudden when I walked off the green, these two balls whack right on the green, right up there close to the pin, and these guys roared up in a cart and yelled at me, "Hey, do you mind if we play through?" And I said, "No." So I sat down, they putted, they hit the 8th hole, they just whacked it, I mean, a mile, both of them. And they were going down 9 when I was going up 8. And I went in the clubhouse and I said, "Who are those two guys there?" Well, the one guy was the assistant pro at the golf course there at White Deer. The other guy was the assistant pro from the Winsport Country Club. I went home and put my golf clubs away. And I figured, you know, if I'm holding guys up on a Monday morning during a drizzle playing by myself, it's time to give up golf.
Dick, similar stories. I have a similar story to that.
I mean, that was the end of my golfing event 25 years ago.
Similar story. I'm playing at Mount Snow in Vermont. Mount Snow's in southern Vermont. Beautiful course, over 7,000 yards up in the mountains. So my partner and I are out there, we're playing, and we're the only two people on the course. We're doing okay. We're doing fine. This is a championship-level course. I remember I shot in the 80s. And these two guys, same thing as you, Dick, come roaring up from behind. They finally say, "Look, can we play through?" They said, "Sure." And it was a foursome. It was a foursome. It wasn't two guys. It was a foursome. I'm thinking, a foursome caught us? They went out. All four balls on a par 3, you know, going plateau to plateau, all within about 5 feet of the hole. One was the pro. The other was the assistant pro. And the other guys were the pros at Stratton. I thought, I was like, I almost quit the same as you.
Well, I really haven't played since then, and it was no big deal because I do other things, but I always told people when I get told to fish, I'll play golf again.
Well, you know, for Kevin, I mean, Kevin just played recently. It was a video game.
And nobody has to play through.
Well, you can't hold up a lot of people that way.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't get a chance to listen every day, but I do enjoy the show when I do listen. It's always kind of informative, and you learn a lot and get a lot of interesting scuttle from different sports. So keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to the summer and next football season.
There'll be a lot of football to talk about in the next couple of weeks as well, because the Nittany Lions are having practice number 5 today. So
Yeah, Bucknell had their number 7, I think, yesterday. So yeah, they're all playing, and they're having, even like Cummings in their spring ball. I just heard that on the one of the other stations today talking about like Cummings football. So they're all into it right now.
Yeah, they're all into it right now. So we'll have a lot to talk about, especially in the next couple of weeks.
I told some guys I'm kind of anxious to see what kind of crowd they get at the Blue-White game with the new coach and O'Brien in the situation. I would think there's going to probably be a really good crowd if the day's nice.
Dick, that's the key. The part that you stated is the key part. If the day is like today, which is absolutely gorgeous, they'll get a huge crowd because the curiosity factor is going to be tremendous.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Yeah, I mean, a lot hinges on the weather, and it's, you know, you can experience anytime. You know that as well as I do. This time of year, you can have a great day. I've been up there in shirt sleeves when it was like 75, and I've been up there when it was, well, I shouldn't take that back. We didn't go up there some days when it wasn't very nice. So, yeah. But anyhow, have a good day. See you guys.
Dick, appreciate it very much. Great call. Great story as well. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Let's keep the calls rolling in today as the Kevin Herr Fun Fest continues on WKOK. Welcome back to the show. The Kevin Herr Love Fest continues. I'll tell you right now. The homage that people pay to you on this show, I've found to be remarkable. You really have a lot of relatives.
I think it's more pity than anything else, which I'll take. I'm not proud.
Carissa Maxwell, by the way, is tweeting from practice today. They have let the media in for 30 minutes today. And she's already commented it's much warmer today than the last time she was there. Now, the last time she was there, it looked like Frank Stallone in Rocky II, hanging around the ash can. So it's a little different this time, and I know she's tweeting, and I know you want me to tweet, Kevin, where I'm at practice, and I go, balls inflated. I mean,
you know what? I want to see that tweet this afternoon. Do that. When you go to practice.
Footballs inflated?
Yes, I want to see that. I'm going to hold you to that. Well, listen, I made a promise earlier that we would get your picks for Major League Baseball now that the season is going to kind of more or less get underway full swing. So before we wrap up today, let's look. Give me your American League East thought.
Yankees will win it.
Really?
Red Sox will finish second.
Well, that's optimistic.
Tampa Bay third, Toronto fourth, Baltimore fifth.
Wow. All right, go to the Central.
Detroit wins it. White Sox will probably finish second.
I thought you were going to say the White Sox will probably finish.
No, you got to hope. But Detroit will win it. They're the best team.
All right, go out west.
Out west, Texas wins it. Angels second.
Does a wild card come out of the West?
The wild card game?
No, a wild card team.
The Red Sox will be the wild card team. They have the better starting pitching.
What about the second wild card?
The Angels.
Okay, well, that's
what I mean. There's two, the Red Sox and Angels.
Okay, all right. Going to the National League East.
National League East will be, in the end, the Philadelphia Phillies with Atlanta second, Miami third, Washington fourth.
Is this the most competitive National League division?
Yes, easily.
What about overall Major League Baseball?
Well, no, I think all three divisions in the National League are competitive. Because you look at the Central, I think in the Central, out of that group, I think Cincinnati could come out of it.
Okay.
With Milwaukee second, St. Louis third, and the Pirates fourth. Then the Cubs, and then the Astros, who...
might have 50 wins.
I think we were talking earlier about how the Kentucky basketball team would be 30-point underdogs to the Washington Wizards.
Right.
Kentucky basketball team could beat Houston. I know the Diamondbacks won it last year, but I'm going to go with the Giants first and the Diamondbacks second. And I think Arizona and Atlanta are the two wild cards.
Arizona and Atlanta?
Yes.
Interesting. So the wild card doesn't come out. You don't have a wild card coming out of the Central.
No, I don't.
Interesting.
I think the loss of Prince Fielder is a huge loss for Milwaukee. I think the loss of Albert Pujols is a huge loss for the Cardinals. Those are not marginal losses. Those are huge losses, production losses. Pujols wrecked pitching staffs. Fielder gave that lineup balance. I mean, look, the Brewers received a 50-game gift from the sky when Ryan Braun, as you can tell, the Major League Baseball policy has incredible teeth. And you look at that, you say, that's a 50-game gift. But the Brewer pitching staff is not that great. Carpenter's not ready to go yet for the Cardinals. Wainwright is still a roll of the dice. They don't. Alan Craig won't even be back till the middle of the season with St. Louis.
Will the Mets win 50 games?
Yes, the Mets. The Mets won 65 games.
65. Okay.
Yeah, they'll win 65 games. They'll be 65 and 97.
And you have Philadelphia winning the National League East.
I do.
Now, is that based on pitching?
Yeah, well, sure, it's based on pitching because you have those three starters there that prevent long losing streaks and, in fact, promote winning streaks. And now they have a legitimate closer they turn to where they are now turning in, especially with the length of the game that they play. You're talking about Halliday gives you 7-8 innings. Lee gives you 7 or 8 innings. Hamels gives you 7 or 8 innings. They have the smallest margin available for most teams to get to the middle of the bullpen.
Would you be surprised if 5 playoff teams come out of the AL East?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I said 5. I meant 3 playoff teams come out of the AL East. Sorry.
Well, a little bit, because the Angels and Rangers are both really good out west. I mean, it's possible for the Red Sox, Rays, and Yankees all to come out of there, because that's what would have happened a year ago. A year ago, it would have been the Rays and the Red Sox playing in the one-game playoff.
And the answer to my question is you would absolutely be surprised if 5 teams came out of there. But no, I meant to say 3.
I'd be shocked. There are only 5 available, and the other 2 divisions have to be represented.
with the last minute, what about the one and done in the wild card playoff game?
Don't like it. It should be best of 3.
Wow. There's something about baseball we actually agree about.
Don't like it. You should play the first game one place, then the next two the other place.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think the one and dones are okay to break ties, but I don't think it should be deciding a wild card winner.
And I also think that you do it on 3 consecutive days. You have charters now.
No day off. No day off.
Just no day off. Just play it, get it done.
Well, that covered that.
Glad to hear Carissa's sunning herself at practice today. Might be a bit distracting, but she's enjoying the sunshine and the warmth of practice. Kevin's going back to his man cave to play Masters golf. I'm going back to work. But then again, isn't that the Steve Jones Show on WKOK? Sarah Bartlett, the real worker bee, is at the top of the hour.